This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Atlanta VA Medical Center officials say their average wait time for new patients to see a primary care doctor is actually shorter than the 64 days recently reported in a Veterans Affairs Department audit. That was among the worst wait times in the nation. This week, center officials gave WABE a PowerPoint presentation showing what they say is the actual data. They said that 64-day average cited by the auditors was a forward estimated wait time based on current facilities and future trends. Atlanta VA Center Director Leslie Wiggins then gave an exclusive interview to WABE's Michelle Wirth.
What were the actual wait times in April and May?
In April, our actual wait time for a new primary care patient was 44 days. And for specialty care, that means your dental and all those other areas, the average wait time there was 27 days. And for mental health, the actual wait time for a patient in April was 7. And then in May, it was 40 for primary care.
The goal is to get them in 14 days or less. So when you look at 40, what kind of a wait time would you like to see?
Well, you know, I don't ever attach a wait time. I'm not big into the numbers. What my biggest goal is to make sure the care the veteran needs is given when they need it. And when they need it is defined how they present medically. And we have a lot of clinicians here that can see veterans and determine exactly when that veteran needs to get in, how soon they need to get in and address that need. The world wants us measured with the numbers, but I say the veteran, if we assess them, will indicate to us real clearly when they need to get their care. And so that's where I tend to focus.
How do you think you're doing in terms of wait times?
We're doing pretty good. I think the veterans deserve to see their providers when they need to see their providers and make sure that their care delivery meets their demand, their real demand.
You say, though, that you're doing well, but, mm-hmm. you know, when this came out, you mm-hmm. released a statement which said that you didn't think the wait times were great.
I'm not changing the story at all. I'm accepting the fact that those numbers are our target and our goal that we're trying to beat. And so I don't like it, and I wouldn't want to wait if I was a private person waiting in the community for care. And I accept responsibility. That's what I said in the media. But I know that these numbers are changing every day. So we accept it. That's why we showed it to you again today, that these are what the world outside of the Atlanta VA have as hard facts, you know. And so we took time to show you all our internal strategies, which gives me more confidence that we are going to move in the right direction to reduce those numbers.
Can you just tell me a couple steps you're taking to make wait time shorter?
Okay. Some of the biggest steps we're taking are increasing our hours of availability for care, including to add Saturdays. We're adding providers. We're getting really creative with that. We're really pushing forward with unique ways to see patients to include telehealth, hiring new numbers in the key areas, and then using the community in this non-VA care approach that you hear about. So if a veteran comes to us and we can't meet their need right away and they want to go to the community, we help facilitate that. We just don't send them out the door. We try to find the appropriate provider and make sure that they get that care when they need it. And again, all veterans need to know emergent and urgent needs are met right away.
Last year, an Inspector mm-hmm. General's report linked mm-hmm. 3 deaths to mismanagement in the center's mental health programs. Mm-hmm. However, recent follow-up report by the Inspector General's office showed that there are still some issues, but overall things are improving. Mm-hmm. What do you attribute to those improvements?
We have a very aggressive action plan in response to what the IG said needed to be fixed.
And have there been any other deaths, to your knowledge, that have been linked to mismanagement since you arrived?
No, not at all. Not a single one.
A question that everybody wants mm-hmm. to know, have you let anyone go as a result of those patient deaths that were linked to mismanagement last year?
No, I have not.
Why was nobody held accountable?
Actually, and I think we said this pretty consistently in the past, is that the VA, like most organizations, have a very robust process to adjudicate any kind of findings, any kind of misbehavior, and that process is called due process. And so when evidence is looked at and due process is applied, that determines whether or not we can do certain things with people. And so I'm pretty good about following those rules and regs, and my review along with those rules and regs haven't led us to that point.
This facility is one of several nationwide that have been flagged for further review. Why was the facility flagged for further review?
Well, it was a very complex review process, and I think it had a very high bar to clear in terms of not needing additional review. And I look at the additional review as additional assistance in finding the right path to wellness, because hundreds of hospitals are on there. And so we didn't have any problem accepting that feedback. They interviewed various staff. For instance, they asked them how the process should work to schedule a veteran, and if you ever had problems or confusion with the processes and things like that. So if a person answered a question incorrectly, that could mean that that facility needs additional training, that staff needs additional training. So the bar was set pretty high. So we're on it. We're doing what we have to do to get healthy in their eyes, the surveyor's eyes, and it hasn't caused us any problems. In fact, it's a good exercise to really look very closely at our systems and processes.
Health Eligibility Center employee Scott Davis told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that more than 10,000 health benefit applications for veterans may have been improperly purged from the Health Eligibility Center's national data system in DeKalb County. Did you or anyone at the Atlanta VA ask for any of those health benefit applications to be purged?
No, we don't have a relationship with them. They have an organization that works with us in enrolling veterans and then forwarding them when they want to get their care at Atlanta. We don't have a relationship where we get to dictate to them or ask them to do anything with their internal processes.
What do you think of President Obama's selection of Robert McDonald to lead the Department of Veterans Affairs?
You know, that announcement was just made 2 days ago, so I just opened the book on his bio, so I don't have an opinion yet. I do think that our president knows what he's doing, and if he makes a recommendation, I'm sure it's well thought out and in the best interest of the veterans and the employees.
What do you think he should do to fix these issues that have been highlighted nationwide?
If he asked me today what I would like him to do, what Leslie Wiggins would like him to do, it would be spend a significant amount of time at the field level, just like Mr. Neighbors did, to see what our work is like, see what our challenges are, and to listen to our opinions about, you know, different things that we'd like to see change in the system.
Thank you, Director Wiggins. I appreciate your time today.
Oh, thank you.